Morning Wake Up, 1320 WILS online at the.com, 24/7, the podcast and live streaming wherever you go on the globe. And you know, if it's a Wednesday, we're going to be talking that roller coaster funhouse that is the law with Fox News legal analyst Lise Wheel. Good morning, Lise.
Good morning. Great to be with you on that roller coaster.
You know, it's a fun ride while it lasts, and re-rides, of course, like the Cyclone at Coney Island are half price.
Exactly.
It's a great deal. So we're going to start off by talking today about, I mean, just a really basic fundamental thing, I guess, in sports, and who's a guy and who's a girl?
Right.
This is the International Association of Athletics Federations trying to deem, this is they go to Switzerland, the Court of Arbitration for Sport. That has to be a fun place to visit. I'm sure a rule book that's 18 miles long, and yet this all has to do with who's classified as a male or female based on testosterone level.
Exactly, and there are some women who naturally have a higher level of testosterone
sure.
than most women, right?
Right,
and
sure.
so there have been athletes, an Indian sprinter, a woman from South Africa, you know, who've been told, hey, you can't compete with other women. And this is not a transgender thing or anything like that. They are saying, hey, I'm a woman. I just have testosterone that's naturally high. But they've been told they can't compete. So now the administration, the federation has said, well, you can compete while we figure this thing out. And it seems to me, I mean, I don't know the medical science part of this, but it seems to be pretty clear. If a woman identifies as a woman or a young girl or a young woman, whatever, and her testosterone is naturally high,
mm-hmm.
why should she have to consider drugs or surgery to alter what comes naturally to her so that she can compete? When we're telling our young women, don't do drugs, and yet if her testosterone is high, she's got to take drugs to lower it somehow, that seems like, wait a second, that just seems all backwards.
Well, you know, Lise, a lot of countries around the world aren't as politically correct as us either. So they look
yeah.
at this in a different manner. But are we headed down the road where at some point this will become moot and not so much a case of looking at your DNA to figure out in your blood to figure out what you are, but again, how you identify?
Well, the law is sort of going that way. You hear
right.
it with things like, you know, bathrooms and stuff like that.
Sure.
Where so the law, yes, the law in our country is going towards that. But this is the International Federation.
Right.
So they're, as you say, they're not, you know, as politically correct, quote unquote, as you know, we are. I don't know that we're getting that way internationally. I think this is a move, though, towards saying it doesn't really make sense to be telling young women you have to take drugs to alter yourself when they're saying,
sure.
I want to be natural. I just want to be, I'm not trying to, you know, pull any kind of drug thing here, or, you know, I'm not trying to be a man when I'm really a woman. I'm a woman. I'm a girl. I just have high testosterone.
Yeah, and this isn't like the East German swimmers in the 70s who were, you know, who were female, who were born female, but who had taken drugs and had gone
exactly.
off the chart
exactly.
on the male side to increase their strength and stamina, et cetera.
I think the basic thing for me here on this one is that if a girl, young woman, is naturally got this natural DNA, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why would we want to have her alter that with drugs or surgery when the whole thing is we're saying don't do drugs and surgery?
I think common sense wise we would say we don't want that
exactly.
person to do so, but that doesn't always enter into, as
I
you know,
know
the legal realm, especially when you're going to Switzerland or The Hague or
exactly.
anywhere else to deal with the international court. All right, so now this is very un-international, but I guess it's global in the sense of really being dumb. Globally, galactically stupid, as Tom Cruise famously said in a movie once. A traffic stop nets two drunk driving arrests in the state of Vermont, of all places, after they weren't just having maple syrup. After police say a backseat passenger jumped into the driver's seat, equally intoxicated. I've never heard of this before.
This is so crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, so they're both pulled over, right?
Yep.
And they're talking to the driver, getting the driver out of the car. And, you know, he's inebriated, but one of them was 0.19, the other was 0.25.
Boom.
So the passenger gets in and puts the car in gear like he's going to take off with the two cops standing right there.
Jackpot.
It's just absolutely ridiculous. So they're both arrested, and then in the car they found 10 grams of cocaine, 79 oxycodone pills, and 50 Percocet pills. So these guys were, were out.
They were halfway to opening up their own pharmacy.
Exactly.
And by the way, they weren't like teenagers doing something.
Oh, no,
these guys are in their mid-30s.
Yeah.
And they're from Flushing. Of course, they're from Queens. So Flushing, Long Island in New York, and they go up to Vermont and they get in trouble. I'm sure that's happened before. But, you know, New York City sensibility, get up to Vermont and things just don't work out.
Things just don't work out.
No,
well,
they don't work out.
No,
okay,
no.
Well, now, back to the serious side, people trying to have kids. The fertility industry, it's been huge for about the last 30, 40 years, especially in the United States. But now a lawsuit in the state of California that threatens to kind of shake it up. At the heart of this, two women who provide eggs to couples struggling with fertility. Can you cap off the amount that people pay for them? I mean, what is a viable human egg from a donor worth?
Right. Well, the facilities have capped that worth at about $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
They've said you can't spend more than $10,000 on an egg. And what this class action really is saying is that these two women are saying, wait a second, it should be the market that decides what my egg is worth, not the facilities. And so you have it's an antitrust violation. They're saying, hey, you're price fixing here, which is antitrust. And this one's really tough for me because maybe they are price fixing, but I worry about just letting it go, whatever it is, $25,000, because young girls especially who may not know about, it's not that easy apparently to do this. It's a real procedure.
Sure.
You entice them with that much money? I don't know. It just worries me. $10,000 is a lot of money, by the way. So if you're really trying to help people who are trying to conceive, if you raise it more than $10,000, most people can't afford that. And it also maybe gets a incentive to young girls, young women, to do something they wouldn't ordinarily do.
Well, I don't want to try to think like a lawyer because I want that from you, but just what goes through my mind is there, and I don't know the answer to these, so maybe you do tell me, is there any, is it pain involved in this process?
I think there is, and I don't know, but I think there's a really kind of, it's a pretty invasive procedure. I mean, think about it, they're taking an egg out of your ovary, so.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, and I don't know what the consequences can be.
Yeah, so who are they to say, that's different for each person, but if it's legal to donate, I guess part of I kind of go on the marketplace side there a little bit, but I understand that it brings some ethical, at least, thought into.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree with you in the sense there probably is antitrust, there's an antitrust argument here because they are price fixing. But I just, from a moral standpoint, for two ways. One, you're making it so that people can't afford it, the people that want to get these eggs. And two, young women, maybe, I think it's hard to be 18 or over to do this, but still, an 18-year-old sees, oh my gosh, I can make $50,000, and she's going to go back again, I'm going to do it again and again, and I just, that scares me a bit.
Because any
medical procedure is you got to take some risk, but this is an invasive one.
You see lawmakers getting involved here maybe too?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, they filed a lawsuit, so absolutely. But I hadn't heard about this case until just yesterday, so it'll get some play, though, definitely.
Well, you can't legislate morality wrong, Dave. We do it every day.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Okay, Fox News legal analyst, author of Lethal Beauty, Lee Sweal, joining us for Legalese. Have a wonderful day, and talk to you next week.
All right, bye.
All right, more coming up here. Morning Wake Up, there's your School of Law for the day. We move on to other stuff next, 1320 WILS.